Curtis Irinen of the Manly Seagulls. We are 1 week away from the season getting underway. For the next 26 rounds and then some, all you're going to be asked about is football.
Yep.
Football, football. So I want to give you an opportunity now in this beautiful setting that we've got to just talk about some stuff away from footy. What's going on?
Mate, not much. Playing a bit of golf.
How do you hit 'em?
Average.
Yep.
I caught the bug. There's a few of us now. We most days off, we go and play now. Joined over there at Mona Vale on the lovely peninsula. So.
Ambassadorship?
Got to pay full price. But so if anyone from Mona Vale's looking.
I bet the turbos don't pay full tilt.
They should. They've got thousands. they're the two richest blokes up there. So,
Tommy a little bit more than Jake, but Tommy, that's a matter for the family to sort out.
They're members there too. Right. So there's a good crew. There's a good crew up there. Cherry just joined too. If you chat to him,
DCA, yeah.
But we're all rookies. We're just starting out.
Rookies, so. Right? Who wins? Who takes the cash?
Turbo and Jake. They're just good at everything. They're good blokes. Good footy players. They're just pretty good humans.
Right.
So
yeah. Not very good at races in the Corso, but that's a conversation for a different time. Hey, so you golfing? What about family life?
Mate, nothing really to report on. Still my own thing. Got a girlfriend, but just kidless.
She'll be watching this.
Yeah. Kidless and just loving life at the moment. Just trying to get good at footy first before get good at anything else.
You're trying to do the right thing. I can tell you wanting to talk footy. That's good. Now before we get to footy, because we will touch on some things. Your Instagram.
Yeah.
There is one photo of you, I believe it's a magazine shoot, shirtless, draped in a carcass.
It's a dead goat.
It's a dead goat.
Yeah. I didn't eat the goat.
Talk me through it.
We'll
put it up in the corner of the video.
Yeah. I started, so last year when we went through the COVID stuff, I had a few sort of little niggly injuries.
Yeah.
So I did a bit of research on diets and stuff. I'm pretty into trying new things health-wise. So I went on the carnivore diet. So it's basically all meat.
Yeah.
I tinkered with it a bit because, I couldn't be having steaks at training and things like that. But yeah, basically went on this diet and this guy sort of got in touch with me, I think from, don't quote me, one of the newspapers, and he was sort of doing the carnivore stuff too and sort of talking about how some athletes across the world are doing it, blah, blah, blah. So sent me to a photo shoot. I was thinking, I might be holding a couple tomahawks, tomahawk steaks, or maybe just eating a steak, posing for with a piece of meat. And the next thing, there's this full goat hanging from the roof.
Yep.
He said he had to get it from some like halal, like it's proper. Like.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, nice. What am I just going to stand next to it? And he goes, nah, we're going to spray you with olive oil and get it on your shoulders. So I got some heavy vegan hate too. My Instagram's not very active, but for those couple days,
they let you keep the goat?
No, I didn't want to. Well, mate, I was sweating and like it was.
Yeah, well, what else?
All over
who else are they going to give
know,
that
I think,
to?
I'm not sure. I think the photographer was a pretty out there guy. I reckon he was.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he might have just tore into it. Bit of goat curry, or a slow cook.
Okay.
It was a bit different, but it was.
So we're still on the carnivore diet?
Semi. Like I've talked to a few people and I've sort of tinkered with it. Now I'm still going to have. I have some eggs and.
Yep.
Bread in the morning and things like that, but I'm basically my main meals are just having meat and a bit of greens here and there just to eat something green.
Right, because I mean you look like you've let yourself go.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling pretty shit at the moment.
Shocking, Nick.
Yeah. Sorry, I just saw.
That's all right. It's triple M.
Yeah. No. This time of year, you'd hope you'd be pretty fit. So we'll see how we go.
Bit raring to go.
Yeah.
Unless you're Tom Trbojevic. It's okay. He knows he's injured. He's not surprising.
Yeah, when he's back and he's scoring tries for us in the grand final.
Have you thought about making a switch to fullback? Because
no, I'm not fast enough, mate. Not smart enough. The lung. I'm already struggling with these new rules. Just trying to do.
How
my
are
job.
You going with them?
Yeah, I'm got mate. It's all right. Desi's he's a bit of a head case with rules and things like that. So we've just been doing our trainings like when you would walk over to have a drink, it's sprint like. Even like little things in between, we're doing it fast and it's been pretty hectic, but it's hard to, everyone's in the same boat, so we'll see how we go.
It's going to be fast. It's going to be, I mean, the forwards, it's going to be tough work for your big boppers. How are they feeling?
They're sucking in the big ones. Like even, guys like Marty, and we've got this other guy, Taniela Pasika.
I've heard he's
usually getting around about 100, he'd be like 125 kilo. Everyone's down. I don't think we've got anyone over 120, so everyone's lean and sort of the body shapes are changing, and the smaller, faster guys are, they're, you know, probably going to dominate. I think, well, you know, you'd hope.
I went to one of your games last year against the Dragons at Cogra, and the sight of Taniela Paseka sitting in one of those white outdoor chairs on the bench, funniest thing I've ever seen.
He's a big man.
They're not built for him.
No, he's, because he's so tall as well, but you don't realise how big he is until you sort of walk past him, because he's sort of, it's all in proportion. He doesn't look like a, I don't know, it's hard to explain. When, when he's running at you, you realise the size of the man.
He doesn't, you don't expect someone of that size to be coordinated at all.
Yeah, he makes guys like Marty and myself, who are tall and look like little boys. So,
do you ever get to do a one-on-one with him?
He's not that smart, so no. He's not. He's not that smart, Big Nella.
Curtis said that, Taniela. I very much in your corner, sir.
No, glad he's on my team, but he's,
yeah, absolutely. He's bugger tackling that. Righto. Season ahead. Obviously, Manly will be playing in the grand final. Who's a dark horse? A dark horse team that you don't think is getting enough attention? Everyone's going on about the Bunnies and all the talent they have. Who do you think is a bit of a smoky?
Oh, mate, it's hard because most, you know, nearly everyone's good. Well, nearly everyone. Every team's good. You turn up.
Who's not good?
No, everyone's good. I just hope that we're good.
Good answer.
Dark horse. I still think Canberra. They've still, you know, every time you play them, you know, we're in for a big one here.
Yep.
They're just physical and they're hard to verse. I think everyone would agree. Dark horse. Hard to say.
No, I like Canberra. Yeah, that's a good
Canberra
answer.
I think Melbourne are going to be there. You know, the Chooks and Souths are always good.
It's a bit boring, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit.
I'll give you one last choice.
Yep.
Taniela Paseka or Josh Papali?
Oh.
They're both at full tilt.
It's pretty hard when Papali's playing for Australia. But Taniela Paseka.
Good answer.
My
good
teammate. Answer. My good man.
Answer. Curtis Sirin, and thank you for having some fun. Good luck for the season.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.